Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible day in the kitchen of Karen Shaw, the owner of
House Martin Guest Lodge.
House Martin Guest Lodge in the Roost, which is a small, adorable, sweet place that smells beautiful and has lush greenery, and that's actually where I'm staying with Mesa Dupree's of the choir and her husband Jock in a lovely old house. And Jock this morning took me for a walk to see Karen, who had been to Israel 20 years ago, and so I decided that I would like to do a radio interview with her on what she felt about Israel, how she would describe her intimacy with the country. She was there 20 years ago. Not very much has changed. And rather than talking about The Voice, which she has nothing to do with, she'll tell us about her experience. And we'll talk about really what's the impression of South Africans on the whole conversation of apartheid in Israel. If this political thing that is being put on Israel is actually what South Africans think, believe. It's a non-political conversation, but it's political, and it's not really like me to talk about these things, but it's a unique opportunity, and I'm so glad that Karen accepted this invitation. And welcome to the secrets of The Voice.
Thank you.
When were you in Israel?
I would say, I think in 1992, of October 1992, we went there as a group of about seven and stayed in Jerusalem.
Okay, what brought you there?
I think the Bible, when you read the Bible, you get all these pictures in your mind, and I wanted to go and see if my pictures that I formed was actually what it was like.
And you're Christian, meaning Catholic?
No, I'm a born-again Christian.
Oh, you're a born-again Christian. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know very much about that, but I know that when you're a believer and when you have the Bible as, meaning the Bible meaning the Old Testament, as your life guideline, then it's almost a natural thing to connect to Israel.
Yes.
What is the difference, you think, between the land that you connected with in your religious studies and the land of Israel of today?
Yeah, that's difficult. But I think it's what I expected to get. If you talk about the landscape, desert.
You're talking about the earth.
The earth. If you talk about the earth, yeah, that. But I think for Bible and people that you meet there, we were met by lovely people. We found nothing that we can say we hate that or it wasn't good, or we just loved our time there.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the Israeli people.
Mm-hmm. Did you experience Israelis?
Yeah, I think the best experience I had was with a rabbi in a bookshop. I sat for about 3-4 hours on his little step, and we had a good chat about the Bible and what Israelis, how they find it and what they're expecting. So that was lovely.
So the conversation of the Messiah certainly came up,
yes,
in that conversation.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That, yes.
And what did you think about that?
Yeah, I thought we talked the same language regarding the coming of the Messiah and our expectations of the Messiah coming.
And what are they?
Coming to relieve his people from
the
bondage.
People meaning the Jewish people.
The Jewish people,
yeah.
Definitely, yes,
mm-hmm.
Because I read in the Bible that they are his people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have any interaction on the Temple Mount? Did you go up to the Temple Mount?
We did, yes. We did. Can't remember exactly what experience we had there.
But you did go there.
We did go,
yeah.
There, yes.
Yeah.
We went there, but I can't just remember exactly what experience we had there.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about Jerusalem?
The old city is exactly what I expected it to be.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. It was walking on the ways and going to wherever we went to. It was really lovely.
Did you follow the Via della Rosa?
We followed the Rosa, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And became a Christian. That was something very special,
mm-hmm,
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you go there? Did you go into the shops? Did you interact with
yes,
the Arabs?
Yes, we did. We went to the shops. We actually had coffee with one of the shopkeepers.
Was he Arab?
He was Arab,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And he just explained his business to us and what they were doing. And there was no conflict at all.
Did you feel conflict in Israel?
No, I didn't.
Even though there was, and even though there was an explosion.
Yeah, there was an explosion in a bus a little way from us. But no, we didn't feel threatened at all at any stage. We, as I told you, we took the Shirut to the city at night. And no, we didn't feel...
What do you feel about the interaction of Israelis and Arabs? Did you feel that there was a class difference between Israelis and Arabs, like you have in South Africa, or you had in South Africa during apartheid, a strict barrier between white, colored and black people? Did you feel that?
No, I didn't feel like that. I recognized that, like in South Africa, you've got your areas where you've got your poorer people living. But even so, in Jerusalem, there was an area that wasn't as upmarket as the rest. So I feel that in all countries, you find that you've got certain areas. And I think that doesn't make a distinction between a person. You're mm-hmm. still a person.
That's for sure. The idea of a class difference, you know, let's say Africans or blacks are not allowed into a certain place because it's white. That was apartheid in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
For the politics of today to put that on Israel and to call Israel quote unquote an apartheid nation, an apartheid country, is
I think it's politics, like it is in South Africa. I think the normal person don't see apartheid anymore. I think it's politicized, or I'm very bad in English, but I think it's a political issue still. But I think the average South African don't see apartheid.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Your government is very, very pro Hamas, very pro terrorist, very anti Israeli. A couple of months ago, 200 academics came out and said, we will not work with Israel, we will not work with Israeli institutions, we will not have anything to do with Israeli scientists, blah, 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 the whole kit and caboodle. And this was obviously while I was in the conversation of coming back to South Africa, where I was in October. And there was quite a bit of conversation whether or not it was appropriate for me under the political climate to be here and do the work that I do. Do you think that people in South Africa are of that idea that there should be no relationship between Israel and Africa, and that the country supports terrorism and supports Hamas? And is this the way people feel here?
No, I don't think the average person on the street like me feels like that. And also I believe that born-again Christians that claim they're born-again Christians will have a different view on that, because our religion teaches us to love Israel.
What about if you're not born-again Christian and if you don't have that core in you? You're just an average person who, you know, walks the street. Mm-hmm. Does he believe in killing and stabbing?
No, definitely not. You can't, as a as a human being, have that in you to want to, you know, to say that's good. You can't. No.
The problem I think is that, you know, the press. The press runs away from the normalcy of human beings. I think what they put out in your country as well as the rest of the world is they're afraid to say truth.
Yes.
When you're a person who is a believer, who has a basis of belief, in humanity, then that whole conversation is very, very different. What I find, I mean, I'm Orthodox, and I walk around with my head covered, and right now I'm wearing African headgear, very much like mine, but just different colors and a little bit differently put together. And people look at me, and they look at me, you know, like you're from the tribe.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who walk around like this, and they're tribal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also come from a tribe of 12.
Yeah.
You understand? I feel very comfortable here because of the tribal nature of things.
Yeah.
Tell me, where did you go when you were in Israel? What did you see?
We went to the Dead Sea, to the Red Sea, to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
We actually did the biblical thing where Goliath was, and we went to Tiberias, and up to the Golan Heights just before that, and Jerusalem, Bethlehem.
So, how did you feel as a Christian in the land of Israel, in the Jewish country?
I felt very at home. Yes. Yeah.
It's a great thing to hear, because Israel is a place that embraces all religions.
Yeah.
The thing is that all religions don't embrace Israel.
Yeah. I think we need to respect each other. I think they need to, like we were talking, if people would respect one another more, then things will be different.
How do you, as a lay person, as a person who's not Israeli, as somebody who just, you know, has a very deep feeling for the country on a very human level and a very religious level, can you tell me how do you see that conflict? How would you resolve it? What do you see as what do you see really as a possibility of resolving that conflict?
I think, like all over the world, it's a different, a difficult situation, because I feel each country almost has got conflict. And all over there's race conflict. I mean, even in America, I think there's race conflict, you know, all over. So I think the main thing is to respect each other, to accept each other as human beings God made, and not see yourself better than the next one.
Do you think that the idea of a two-state solution, meaning a state of Israel and a state of Palestine, would be solving the issue?
That's difficult, because I'm not a politician or or a world leader.
As a human being.
But I think it's going on for so many years, conflict between the two, that most probably it will be. I don't know. I haven't got the solution to it, but I think it's that we need to respect each other.
In other words, the idea of humanity is far greater than the idea of political confrontation and political.
For me, absolutely,
yeah, for
yes.
Sure.
Yes,
for sure.
For me,
and
yeah,
I agree with you. I agree with you as well. Do you think that generally, I mean, from everything that you've read, do you think that the press is giving an accurate picture of what's actually going on in Israel?
Yeah, I think you will know more than me whether it is accurate or not. But I believe it's like in our country, you know, other people see all these things in the press and they think South Africa is in shambles, and yet we're not. So yes, I think it is blown up a bit through media, just showing all the negatives and not showing all the positives, because I think there's a lot of positive to it, to things as well.
Tell me something about South Africa. You have a president in this country who has really not such a marvelous reputation in the world. Why was he elected? Why do you think the people want him? Why do you think the people elected him?
No, that's a difficult question.
I have.
I think it's the masses. And it wasn't he elected internally?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it was really the voice of the people that got him there.
Mm. So this is, again, a conversation of apartheid. You know that in Israel, the Arab population is completely represented in the Knesset. And there are members of the government in the Knesset who are actively promoting and actively supporting anti-Israel sentiment, let's say. A terrorist kills an Israeli and the member of the government will go there to console the family of the terrorist. And because they were thrown out of the government, and because they were, actually they weren't thrown out, but they were told, you know, you're on leave for a while until you sort of figure out where you belong, the press created out of that some enormous situation that